This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at chiropractic research and informed consent. And finally, a story about understanding the fear of movement. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 496, recorded February 6, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Informed consent documents, ICDs, in research are designed to educate research participants about the nature of the research project in which he or she may participate. United States law requires that the documents contain specific elements present and be written in a way that is understandable to research participants. The purpose of research recently published in the journal Chiropractic and Manual Therapies was to determine if these ICDs from randomized controlled trials conducted at chiropractic colleges meet recommended readability standards and contain the 13 content items required by U.S. law. The study was approved by the Palmer College of Chiropractic's Institutional Review Board and was conducted between December 2012 and February 2013. The study concluded that these results strongly suggest that chiropractic clinical researchers are not developing ICDs at a readability level congruent with the national average acceptable level. The low number of elements in some of the informed consent documents raises concerns that not all research participants were fully informed when given the informed consent, and it may suggest that some documents may not be in compliance with federal requirements. Risk varies among institutions and even within institutions for the same intervention. Surf to our show notes for the full report. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Fear of phobia, in other words, kinesiophobia, has emerged as a significant predictor of pain-related outcomes, including disability and psychological distress, across various types of pain, such as back pain, headache, fibromyalgia, and complex regional pain syndrome. However, no research has examined the prevalence of kinesiophobia in adults with sickle cell disease. The purpose of a study published in the Clinical Journal of Pain was to assess the degree of kinesiophobia reported by African American men and women with sickle cell disease and to determine whether kinesiophobia is related to pain and psychological distress in this population. 67 men and women with sickle cell disease recruited from a comprehensive sickle cell treatment program in a large academic medical center completed questionnaires that assess fear of movement, pain and pain interference, and psychological distress. The study concluded that although and historically pain associated with sickle cell disease has not been considered in the context of fear of movement, findings suggest that both kinesiophobia and sex are relevant constructs for consideration in understanding pain-related outcomes in sickle cell disease. Though the results require replication, this study suggests that greater kinesiophobia is associated with greater pain and psychologic distress. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Nelson Mandela. A good head and a good heart are always a formidable combination. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.